Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, April 21st, Thankful Tuesday. I sure am thankful for you. I'm thankful for God's Word. And as Beth Moore said at a conference I went to recently, come, Lord, and do what you do, and let nothing stop you in the name of Jesus. As we read God's Word today, I pray that over us, that the Lord would come into our midst, that He would reveal Himself to us, that He would help us, conform us to His image, and encourage us in Jesus. Our reading in Genesis today is in chapter 6, verses 11 through 22. This is about Noah and the ark. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight and was full of violence. God saw how corrupt the earth had become, for all the people on earth had corrupted their ways. So God said to Noah, I'm going to put an end to all people, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. I'm surely going to destroy both them and the earth. So make yourself an ark of cypress wood. Make rooms in it and coat it with pitch inside and out. This is how you are to build it. The ark is to be 300 cubits long, 50 cubits wide, and 30 cubits high. Make a roof for it, leaving below the roof an opening 1 cubit high all around. Put a door in the side of the ark and make lower, middle, and upper decks. I'm going to bring flood waters on the earth to destroy all life under the heavens, every creature that has breath of life in it. Everything on earth will perish, but I will establish my covenant with you, and you will enter the ark, you and your sons and your wives and your sons' wives with you. You are to bring into the ark 2 of all living creatures, male and female, to keep them alive with you. 2 of every kind of bird, of every kind of animal, and of every kind of creature that moves along the ground will come to you to be kept alive. You are to take every kind of food that is to be eaten and store it away as food for you and for them. Noah did everything just as God commanded him. May and I just went to the zoo recently. We saw all different types of animals. We even got to feed the giraffes. It was super cool. As I reflect on that experience and the vast difference in all the different animals, I'm just imagining how that all worked, getting the animals into the ark. Tomorrow, we'll read more about how Noah and his family and all the animals were preserved during the flood. Now let's turn on over to the Psalms. Today, on Thankful Tuesday, we read a psalm for giving grateful praise. It is Psalm 100, and I'm going to ask you to repeat it after me. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His holy name. For the Lord is good and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together, as we focus our attention on gratitude, knowing that the Lord is working through His scriptures I look at the verses about Noah, and I'm grateful that the Lord didn't completely give up on us. You can tell he is spent with the people. He says, they have corrupt ways, and I'm going to put an end to them. But then he makes a provision, and the ark is going to be a provision for salvation for Noah and his family. Jesus is our ark. The Lord knows the corruption of mankind, and yet he sent for us a Savior, Jesus our Lord. And so Noah and the ark are a picture of what is to come in the New Testament, and I'm grateful for that. Also from Psalm 100, I give thanks with the people who praised him back in the day when this psalm was written. I am thankful that God calls us the sheep of his pasture, and that he is good and his love and faithfulness endure forever. Will you pray with me? Lord, we thank you for your character. Your never giving up, never ending, always and forever love and faithfulness. We lift to you grateful praise for a person, even now, perhaps someone this week who has helped us navigate a situation. We also thank you, Lord, for a place. Maybe a place this week that we've gone for the first time. Or if we're not going new places these days, somewhere we've gone for the 100th time. But we saw you there, in the breeze, in the beautiful flower, in the mundane. We thank you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for a thing, something that comes to mind. Something that you didn't have to give us, but you gave us out of your love. A small thing that became a big thing because we recognized it was from you. Lord, we are so grateful for these lives that you have given us. Help us to live them in fullness, recognizing your goodness and your grace to save us through Jesus our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen.